a degree from any other university than the University of Healing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with Thought for Today. A degree from any other university than the University of Healing. We wonder sometimes why we go to a school, why we go to any training institute where we can learn whatever it is that we want to learn, where we can reveal whatever it is we want to reveal. Why do we go there? Well, we go there because we want what they have to offer. The University of Healing has to offer studies in the awareness of your inner self. The University of Healing trains each student to be aware of their inner self, of who they are within. Now, most other universities train students to be aware of their outer self, of what the world is around them, of what things are going on around them. And this is a wonderful thing to have for a normal activity as a human being, as a person who really wants to be aware of what's going on in their world. And this is great. The University of Healing trains people to train themselves in letting go of that inner awareness that they've always had, but never were aware how wonderful it is. But something inside of us says, I'd like to know. Something inside of us says, I want to know. Throughout the annals of humanity, of history, of what archaeological studies have shown us, men have always sought a divinity. They have always sought something greater than they are because they felt there was something more to life than just the appearances in the world around them. And as they listened within and as they sought within, they became the gurus, they became the persons who were the ones who were the happiest in their life. Now, religion is not going to train you to be a better human being. It's going to train you to be a better divine being. But in the process, they have to get your attention. And in getting your attention, they have to give you some sort of a program that you can tolerate, that you can understand, that you can see will function for you. That's called psychology. That's called philosophy. That's called all these things that are other people's thoughts, other people's revelations, other people's conclusions. Now, these are beautiful things. They're wonderful things. They've made the world go around in a very wonderful way all these millennia, and it's a wonderful thing. But the most wonderful thing of all is a few of the master teachers, a few of the masters have come up with the thought, listen within. They've come up with the thought that there is a divinity within every man. There is a divinity that is everywhere around us, that shapes our world, that shapes our being, that shapes our lives. And this divinity is not something external to us. It is including the external, but it is not external. The divinity is within. Our way of knowing about what shapes the world around us, our way of knowing who we are and what we are and why we are and where we're going, that's within. That's within. And so all the schools that you might go to who teach you what we have learned from within and are practicing without, we are learning mathematics, we are learning music, we are learning science, we are learning all of these things, reading, writing, and arithmetic, we're learning all of that. It's a good tool. but it is just a tool. And it's a tool that sometimes we dedicate our lives to. We dedicate our thoughts to, our actions to. And because we dedicate our thoughts, lives, and actions to this outer realm, we sometimes forget the inner realm. The truly magnificent scientists are the ones who have said they have found in their meditation time the answer to what they were looking for. The University of Healing trains you to look within. It doesn't tell you what you're going to find. This is what you have to be aware of for yourself. It tells you how to look. How to look at that great inner reservoir of absolute knowledge. The knowledge of the universe, the wisdom of the universe. This is within you. This is within every being who ever lived, whoever will live. And the knowledge of the universe, the mind of God, the mind of the infinite, the mind of the allness, this is in you and me. And if we do not spend our greatest time, interest, and following to look within, we will be following somebody else's interpretation of what the within said to them. We'll be following the realization of another person's climb to glory. And yes, it is a climb to glory. And yes, they do express these things beautifully and wonderfully. And we can only marvel at how grand they have listened within. But they have listened within and they have heard to the degree that they had the capacity to hear and the capacity to understand and the capacity to take it and make it their own. What capacity do you and I have? What capacity do we have within ourselves? How can we look within ourselves and reveal from within ourselves that which always is, always was, always will be? How can we do that? Well, that takes training. That takes training and awareness. And it's a simple training. It's no more difficult than learning to drive a car. It's no more difficult than learning to sit down. It's no more difficult than sitting at a table and eating a meal. It's no more difficult than singing a song. It's no more difficult than being aware that inside of you is the music that Mozart wrote down. Letter perfect, from the first moment to the last. Now this didn't make Mozart a good man. It didn't make him a wonderful being, although he truly was a fine being. But it gave him the opportunity to express that channel, that avenue that he chose to be. He chose to express the channel of his awareness of the music of the cosmos, the music of the infinite, the music of the allness, and write it down. And as he chose this, he was honored by its being revealed through him. And he realized that it was his, and he gave it forth for all. You and I have that same music within us that Mozart had, and perhaps even a grander music that we had not yet conceived of yet, not yet conceived of revealing from ourselves. We have that. How did Mozart train himself to listen within? He was born gifted, and that's a beautiful thing. He was born listening within. He was born with the idea that he knew. As a little child, he did this. He did not wait until he was an adult. As a little child, he did this, and he did it beautifully, and he did it all of his life. He was not just a prodigy. He was a result of listening within. The University of Healing trains each of its students to listen within. It trains each of the students to train themselves to say, I know that I know that I know. The wisdom of the ultimate is mine now. I know that I know that I know. And those students who are apt, those students who practice and train themselves in this to release that inner awareness are grand indeed. Now, why doesn't every student of the University of Healing do this? Because, like most human beings, we're lazy. We do not practice to the absolute what we learn. Because if we practice to the absolute what we learn, we will not fit in with society. Because society is human and says, I can't. The divine is magic in us and says, I can. And says, I am. And says, it is done. You and I work from this magic source. We work from this divine source. And how does the University of Healing train us to do that? The University of Healing has us read our lesson 3 times a day out loud to ourselves for 1 solid week. And then we go on to the next lesson. But we read the lesson 3 times out loud every day to ourselves, and it just takes root in our being. It's like saying 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, and saying it repetitiously and again and again and again, and pretty soon we have made it ours. Pretty soon we have claimed this truth, as our reality. We have claimed this, that's all we need to know. That's all that matters. That's who we are. Now, when we can claim that, when we can name that, when we can enjoy that, when we can participate in this training program and do it with all our heart and soul and being, and do it consistently, at the end of each program, at the end of each course, at the end of each awareness session, we are illumined and aware. Now, no one can force you or encourage you or train you to listen within. That's an inside job. You must do that alone. No one can demand of you that you do any of these things. In the academic schools, they cannot demand of you that you read your textbook and that you learn. Many students try to go through their courses without reading the textbook. They think they're superior to the course, and that's fine. Maybe they are superior to the course. Maybe they do. When it comes test time, examination time, how well do they do? Do they do their examination beautifully, bountifully? Does the examination show that they know what the course taught? Well, that's the point. As you work with the University of Healing, as you take the courses that are designed to be repetitious, simple, and beautiful affirmations of who you are, affirmations of who each individual is. And as you do these affirmations, and you make them again and again, 3 times a day, you read these statements of truth about yourself. You read these affirmations. And pretty soon, they become second nature to you. And then the day of glory comes, the day of magic comes. They become first nature. They become the way you live your life, the way you think. You can never transgress the principle which says, it is done unto you according to your thought. And so your thought is always going to be based upon your highest and best. The thought is going to be based upon what you hear within yourself, what I hear, what I'm learning, what I know within me. And when I learn what I know within me, I feel so magical, so fulfilled, so gratified. And then I read the required reading books and the required listening topics. And as I do this, I am further illumined. I am further uplifted. I am caused to think on other levels of being. And I realize that this is not just the University of Healing. This is not just our technique, our program. It is a universal program by all of the great schools, all of the great teachers of philosophy throughout all of history, who say, listen within. Man, know thyself. Understand who you are. Realize that you are number one. You are the super being. You are fantastic, as everyone else is. But you are only this super being when you recognize it, when you have trained yourself to realize this is your first nature, to say, I am that I am. I am divine. I am beloved. I am wonderful. I am. And as you say that and know that and live that, your whole life becomes a pattern of perfection, a series of miracles, a series of revelations of the glory, the wonder, the magic that's within you. And you realize that the world you see outside of yourself with your eyes is a reflection of what's in your heart, of what's in your being, of who you know you are. And so as you look around, you see everyone doing their lives exactly as you do, with the highest and best always at the forefront. The highest and best as the only choice. The highest and best bringing the results that each want, each know, and each is. We are divine. We are absolute. We are the allness. But we pretend that we're human. And the University of Healing trains us to move away from pretending that we're human to realizing that we are divine. And as we realize that we are divine, all of these old habits, these old ways, these old things that have limited us, that have held us in bondage by our thought, are released. And in their stead, we place the realization, I am. And as we place this realization, I am, we realize, I am good, I am all. I am that I am. Now, many teachers and many schools train their students in these ideas, in these topics. But many times, the schools, like ourselves, get to think that we're the only ones who show people the way. And we are not the only ones to show people the way. The only one to show you the way is you yourself. We can be way showers, but we are not the way. You are the way. We can be the light along the way, but you are the light of the way. Wherever you go, your light shines so brightly that whoever you are, whatever charisma you have from within yourself, is because you like yourself. You find yourself to be a glorious, magical, fantastic being. And this 100% is what the University of Healing trains its students to be. Totally aware of their inner self 100%. And living it fully, beautifully, magnificently, every moment of their life. Now, no one can do this for you. You cannot just take the courses and write down the answers to the questions and get your certification and your degrees and have gained anything from the university. It's only the daily application of these ideas into your own consciousness that say, I am that I am that I am. And this daily application brings you the results. But if without the daily application, you will get no results at all. Without the daily application, you will walk your path and you will be empty. You will have your degree. You'll hold it out in front of you. Say, look, I'm a graduate. Look at me. I'm a doctor. Look at me. I'm a bachelor. I'm a master. Look at me. How wonderful I am. And people will say, oh, well, prove it. Let's see how in your life you are so wonderful. Let's see how in whatever you do you're so wonderful. Let's see your world if you're so wonderful. And you see, we graduate from our school of science, and we are not great scientists, but we know science, and we begin to reveal from within us the science that we know. The school of science merely showed us the way to do that. The school of music showed us the way to reveal our talent of being a musical person. The school of art, the school of metaphysics, any school at all. Any school at all. They just open the doors for us. But we have to stand there and say yes and enter into that door and enter into that life and enter into that way. And by practicing our lessons, by reading our lessons as we are told to do by our teachers and our trainers, and saying it three times a day outside, out loud to ourselves. And along with that, we read the other activities that are given to us to read. And when we finish that first course, the Art and Science of Wholeness, we are mystical, magical beings, aware that we are mystical, magical beings. And each subsequent course, Song of the Spirit, Illumination, Handbook of Ascended Masters, each subsequent course leads us into a deeper, more profound awareness of who we are, so that it becomes so natural to us, becomes so habitual to us to recognize our divinity and bring it forth in every aspect of our life. This is who we are. Oh, we can go on to the training courses for being a minister and training courses for being a practitioner, and those are beautiful. And those are beneficial to help us to accomplish our goals and also to be able to talk to others and show the way that we're walking to others. But always remembering, we cannot walk the way for another. If we see another needing anything, we need it. If we see another desiring to walk the path, we are desiring to walk the path. For indeed, if we truly have trained ourselves in the University of Healing, if we have trained ourselves in this program, or just in our natural way of training ourselves, without any school, without any teacher, without anything, just listening within and following what the divine within suggests for us to do, then we have walked the path, and we see everyone else also walking the path. We see everyone else being as absolute as we are capable of being. If we have one flaw in our nature, we'll see that flaw in everybody. If we have one unfulfilled desire in our nature, we'll see unfulfilled desires in the nature of everyone. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We'll know that. We'll know that. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my sight. And as they're acceptable in my sight, then they are my reality. Then they are who I am. And this is what it's all about. They are who I am. And they know who I am. And they love me just the way I am. And they think that everything I do is beautiful because they're my reflection. When I know who I am, and even if I don't know who I am, they're still my reflection. And if they're a good reflection, I'm doing all right. If they're a reflection I do not approve of, then I can make a few changes. My choice. Yes, this is what it's all about. A degree from any other university than the University of Healing trains you in what they train you, and we train you in what we train you. What is your choice? What is your desire? What is your goal? We're here to serve you if you are ready to walk the path to your inward creativity, to your inward divinity. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Walk your inner path now.